This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Japan says North Korea launched a suspected missile toward the sea. The Coast Guard said it confirmed that what appeared to be a North Korean missile was fired Sunday morning. Russia's president has traveled to Crimea to mark the 9th anniversary of the region's annexation from Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Russian President Vladimir Putin visited an art school and a children's center in the Black Sea Peninsula. Russia annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014, a move which provoked global condemnation. Though much of the world has denounced the annexation as illegal, Putin has shown no intention of relinquishing the Kremlin's gains. Instead, he recently stressed the importance of holding Crimea, stating Russia will do everything needed to fend off any threats. Putin's visit comes a day after an international court issued an arrest warrant against him for war crimes. I'm Karen Chemes.
Meanwhile, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and the United Nations officials say an unprecedented wartime deal that allows grain to flow from Ukraine to countries in Africa, the Middle East, and Asia has been extended. It comes during a thawing relations between Egypt and Turkey.
The mere fact that Egyptian Foreign Minister Sema Shoukry and Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu were able to hold the joint news conference in Cairo Saturday indicates a sea change between the two countries after almost 10 years of mutual recriminations and frazzled relations that followed the ouster of former Muslim Brotherhood President Mohamed Morsi in July 2013. Both diplomats hinted that full diplomatic relations will soon be restored amid a general thaw of hostilities throughout the Middle East following the recent agreement between Iran and Saudi Arabia.
It's VOA's Edward Uranian. This is VOA News. A strong earthquake that shook southern Ecuador and northern Peru has killed at least 15 people, left others trapped under rubble. Saturday's earthquake, with about 6.8 magnitude, has also brought down homes and buildings in vastly different communities, from coastal areas to the highlands. But in Ecuador, regardless of geography, many of these homes had a lot of in common. They housed the poor, were old, and did not meet building standards in the earthquake-prone country. British Interior Minister Swelly Braverman visited Rwanda Saturday to expand a deal under which the East African country will accept migrants who arrive in Britain without permission if British courts confirm that the proposals are legal. VOA's Marissa Melton explains.
Here's British Interior Minister Swelly Braverman.
We've seen today new housing being built, high quality, safe and secure housing in a vibrant community which will be there to accommodate migrants in the long term.
Britain's government wants to send thousands of migrants more than 6,400 kilometers away to Rwanda as part of a $146 million deal agreed with Rwanda last year. No deportations have taken place yet. British government data say more than 45,000 migrants crossed the channel last year to enter Britain without permission. Most of them were young men from Albania, Afghanistan, Iran, and Iraq. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump, in a message on his Truth social media platform Saturday morning, said he will be arrested Tuesday morning and called on his supporters to protest. He didn't give any details, so explains VOA Steve Herman.
It is known that authorities in New York City have been looking at charges against Trump in a so-called hush money case in which a former adult film performer was paid to keep silent about an alleged affair with Trump before he was president. Media reports say law enforcement has been preparing for security in and around the Manhattan Criminal Court, where Trump would surrender if he is indicted. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Israelis took to the streets in protest now in their 11th week against plans by Benjamin Netanyahu's hardline government to overhaul the country's legal system. Protesters say that the proposed changes undermine the country's democracy by restricting the power of the Supreme Court. Netanyahu and his allies say the plan is needed to curb what they claim are excessive powers of unelected judges. The main protests in the central city of Tel Aviv drew tens of thousands of people on Saturday. There's more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.